This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, AfterBuzz TV fans, tune in now for the How to Get Away with Murder After Show. We're talking about Season 4, Episode 3, It's All for the Greater Good.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, let the buzz begin. Another good show. We have the full panel here.
What up?
Welcome back, everybody. And a great episode, too.
Yes, it was really good.
Before we get into it, April, why don't you start us off? Where can the fans find you?
Hey, everybody. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant, and I'll have the live chat up, so let us know what you thought.
Hey, guys. Elena here. You can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
Hey guys, I'm Sterling Cates, and you can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates, and I will also have the live chat up, so let's
chat. It's on
fire. Awesome, yeah.
And you guys can follow me, JB, at Hey John Blake. I'm definitely going to be peering over at your screen, Sterling, for the live chat, so definitely chime in. It's a really good episode, I thought. I mean, a lot was shifting more than we usually get. I mean, we had kind of the procedural element a little bit with the one case, but internally within the group, there's a lot of craziness, particularly with Connor. No one's ever dropped out of school so far.
It was our first
intervention.
But are we really surprised, though, that Connor dropped
true,
out?
Of all people, I feel like he's the one.
$30,000?
Yeah, I feel like it should be more expensive
than that.
It
should be way more money than that. Yeah. Well,
maybe that's like the refund amount. Probably.
What year are they in?
I believe they're in their second year. I think they're in their second year because, like, I feel like each season is like a semester.
Interesting.
So, how long is law school?
Like 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
So probably like
I mean, some people
will
take longer.
Probably
than
2L, 3L, maybe they're internship level. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you can do it in three. Again, I'm not a lawyer yet. So.
Well, it's definitely more than $32,000.
Right. Yeah. That's how I feel. I'm like, okay, well, let me just.
But I don't think you get like the full amount back. I mean, I've never gone to law school, let alone quit.
Do you want to go?
It's probably a semester of tuition. Like, obviously, the semester just started because they just did these interviews.
Right.
We probably just, you know, it's like if you drop out after a certain point. So $32,000 for one semester, probably, is what I would guess.
I mean, it's a good chunk, for sure.
Yeah. But he's getting it all back and spending it on a lot of strippers.
Yeah,
that's right. A lot of
what better way to spend
clubs.
It, you know?
That's where I would
go first.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It is interesting. I mean, are you guys surprised that he didn't have a plan laid out for what he was going to do now that he's not in law school? Or is he just like, let's go to the strip club?
He definitely should have. At the same time, I feel like it's classic Connor just to be super impulsive and like pull the trigger without thinking.
I was very disappointed because I remember that first, so I was out last week, but that first episode, I was like, oh, it seems like Connor isn't going to be the usual Connor. Like, he was the only one who said thank you. He was the only one who's like, I thought he wasn't going to be aggravating this season, but I was wrong.
Well, last episode, he got reminded of how privileged he is and how it kind of just everything comes easy for him.
Reminded him of that?
Because when he got interviews, and even when he was asked why he wanted to be a lawyer, he couldn't think of an answer.
Right.
And to that extent, I mean, if you're spending that much time and that much money to go to a school or a specialization for something or spending, like, to be something, and you're not that passionate about it, I'd probably drop out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely lost a lot of the love, I think, that he originally had for it. I mean, maybe it wasn't even that high to begin with. And I mean, we just met his dad, so maybe they kind of coaxed him into it or something, or maybe encouraged him early on. But it definitely seems like it's not something he's passionate about at all.
What was y'all's reaction to finding out that he has two dads?
I had no idea. So that's I don't know if this was a thing that we already knew, and I'm just totally spacing on it, but I definitely didn't know.
I checked Twitter. It was not something we knew before.
Yeah, okay. We didn't know.
We didn't know much about his life He didn't really talk about it.
Connor's always been the one that, like, kept it in a box.
Yeah.
But when I first saw his dad's, I don't know if anyone else in the chat had this thing. So I'm a big Switched at Birth fan, partly because one of my languages is American Sign Language. So when I saw his dad, I was like, oh, Switched at Birth. And I couldn't focus on the fact that he actually had two dads. Because now I'm looking at all of my favorite actors and actresses in this one episode. Like, I love Vera, like, Amira. She's playing Michaela's...
Lawyer partner. Right. Did they say her name? I don't think they did yet. Maybe, but
she passed the bar at 22.
Yeah.
That's all I got. So right. seeing pretty that, young. Yeah, I'm pretty sure someone else in the chat room recognized that. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like my mind started flashing like, oh, this is interesting. He has two dads and he's also in a relationship with a partner. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this is going to unfold fairly well, but he didn't seem bothered by his dad's being there. He was just like, that's
typical. It was so random. Yeah. Though. Yeah. Sidebar, can we tweet the link to the live chat? Because I can't pull it up. Please?
I can't pull my look.
Okay, thank you.
I can't pull it up.
But yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, I know that Oliver's been trying to pull, like, everything together to get Connor to snap out of this funk he's in. But it's interesting that he took his dad's to the strip club. Like, you know, I feel like...
That Oliver like took him there, but I'm sure it's probably like when your dad or when your parents see you at like the lowest moment, that probably is a shock to his system a little bit. Kind of this is where your parents need to see you. They don't need to see you like just hanging at home because that doesn't look that
bad. I feel like Oliver panicked though because Oliver said they just popped up unless he actually caught them.
But he's also trying to intervene with Connor right now. This might be a good wake up call. Exactly. Like your dads are seeing you.
I don't think it's gonna work, guys.
Well, yeah, well, see, I mean, he mentioned it to Connor that, like, he was hitting him up on his cell phone. He's like, yeah, like, you should really check your phone more because this just happened.
Yeah.
So I think he probably tried to give him a warning, but definitely brought them there.
If you were Connor and, like, if I were Connor and my parents walked in, I would be unbothered. Like, hey, y'all, want to grab a drink?
Like, at the strip club? You want to
have someone? Hopefully my mom would never come but to if a strip your club parents, to buy me.
Would you, like, not have Connor? Is that just me? Would you, like, straighten up yourself and, like,
oh. 100%. I definitely would. I would go, oh, hey, mom. I don't need to see me at a strip club.
I feel like, in general, this him dropping out of school is probably we don't know this yet, but it's probably some sort of rebellion against his dad's anyway. They might have, like, forced him into it or, like, pressured him to go or whatever. So I feel like at that point, excuse my language, but he's probably just like, fuck it. Like, I'm at the strip club. Like, I'm rebelling against you guys. That's kind of, like, the take I got on that. Yeah. But that could be completely wrong.
I mean, they were both pretty wasted, too. Like, he and Asher were definitely clearly at the club for a long period of time.
Right. Asher was ready to get on stage. Yeah. Asher smacked his butt and said, I'm pretty sure they're down for a foursome. So like, Connor's dad.
Those are my dads.
No big deal.
I cannot stand Asher. I just want everybody to know he's hilarious. Like, not can't stand him like I don't like him, but can't stand him like he makes me laugh really hard.
We need him on this show. We do. Like, we need some
comic relief.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I mean, they definitely go into some dark areas. I mean, Laurel, for instance, is on this warpath take down like her family, which is
she's super insane. Focused and driven.
I mean, but wouldn't you be too if you found out your dad killed your baby daddy / boyfriend / love of your life?
I mean, he's essentially, you know, ruined her life. I mean, she has a pretty amazing life actually, but he's done some pretty terrible things to her before, so it's not like this is some new thing she's experiencing. Oh, my dad is evil. It's just like the straw that broke the camel's back. Well, obviously very big piece of straw because it's a huge thing that he did. I definitely still want to know how she first kind of figured it out. I'm sure we'll learn that later at some point. But I kind of like that she's on such a mission. But I'm really happy that she's going to Bonnie right now and asking to be her intern, because I'm like, yes, definitely do this. Find out Wes's killer. We know who it was, but like, we all want to know why. We want to know the story behind it. But like, don't just, you know, like, you are about to have a baby, so don't just give up your life to figure this out, because essentially that's what she would be doing. And she could go back later, but it's like, you know, in the law school world and in, you know, fields like that, it's not great to take time off. So I'm happy that she's actually like doing something work-wise, even though I'm sure there's an ulterior motive.
She got that information from the DA.
She don't want to work.
That she gave to Michaela.
She missed her interviews.
She missed her interviews. She lied about wanting that internship just so that she can find dirt. My thing is, we definitely want to figure out what's his killer. And I know that this is a TV show. People always tell me to stop being so invested. But what's Laura going to do with her life after she after she takes her dad to jail and he killed Wes? Mm-hmm. Then what? You know what I mean? Like, I know nobody's thinking about that because it's a show and we don't care. Yeah. But in my mind, this is real life. So we need her to get it together.
Yeah, especially if she has a kid at that point. Like, how is she going to support the kid and still go to school?
Right.
And if her dad is, like, in jail and all the money's locked away, like, how?
Yeah.
What do you think about her asking so much of Michaela? Because obviously this internship means everything to Michaela. Mm-hmm. And for her to immediately, before she's even in the door, ask her something that could risk her job.
We talked about this a little bit last week, and I was like, so against it. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, Michaela, she's been working for this her whole entire life. This literally is her dream job, like she said tonight. And I'm like, she's never going to say yes immediately, because why would she? You can already tell she wants to move on. So when we got that reaction at the beginning of the episode tonight where she's like, are you kidding me? And like runs off, I wasn't surprised. But then like kind of as the episode went on, and we clearly see at the very end where she is, you know, gonna start helping her, my mind started to change a little bit, because it's Wes. Like, do it for Wes. You're not gonna, she's asking her to do something that she could potentially get away with. Like, she's not gonna be directly involved. She just wants her to find out information. Now, I'm sure there are a million ways where she could get in trouble for that, but it's not as, like, serious as I thought it would be. I mean, gathering information, that's...
Yeah, and, I mean, obviously it's a little bit of extra effort and work on Michaela's part to do that, but I think it's not completely out of her way. I mean, it's a really great top firm. It's paying more than anybody else. Like, mm-hmm. she's got a lot of opportunities there where she can... Again, it's a favor, for sure, it's not
trifling.
Like,
I think it's so trifling of Laurel to ask Michaela that. And not because we don't want to figure out Wes's killer, mm-hmm. but you gassed her up, you gave her all of your information, you mm-hmm. made her think that this was going to be something normal. And then when she got close to it, you said, okay, girl, I need you to do me a favor. No, because if you were going to do this, then do this with me beforehand so I can at least have a backup in case this firm, you know, I get caught and I have to leave. So I thought it was very trifling. It was very selfish, too. I want to help you. I want to know who killed Wes. I want to get the details, but don't ambush me like this.
But she did help her get the internship.
Because
of her own motives.
Yeah. Exactly, but
trifling
a little bit, but it did help her ultimately. She may not have gotten it.
She wouldn't have.
Without
Laurel's
help. It's definitely selfish motives.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
As far as friendship goes, probably not like the best standard to live by, but I mean, at the end of the day, this is what that show's about. And
then when
not
you're
gonna...
desperate, when it's like your best friend, or, you know, your lover, your baby dad. Like, you're going to do really essentially whatever you can. And it's not like this is a non-important person to Michaela.
Michaela
either.
Right,
a very important person.
Okay, so do you think that had Laura brought it to her beforehand that Michaela would have rejected it? Michaela would be like, oh my gosh, no. Like, I don't think that would have been the case. I think that would have been the best approach, especially because both of them are motivated to find Wes's
killer. I think she was waiting until she found out she got the job, for sure.
Yeah, to see if there was anything, if it was even possible. Because if not, then what's the point? You're just going to, like, look a little crazy.
Right.
And you probably would have to figure out something else out.
What makes me nervous is that Laurel's dad is head of a spyware company. Like, I'm pretty sure all of this is being recorded right now. You know
everywhere
what I mean?
That's what I'm so confused about.
I don't understand why they're not concerned
he's tracking
that.
Her. When her and Michaela were on the street before Michaela's Uber and they were talking, Michaela had her phone and she was like, stop, don't follow me. And I was like, oh my gosh, the phone's right there. I feel like he's like listening, like it's a bug.
He's already there.
He probably could.
Yeah. He probably is.
Rob MM in the chat says, will history repeat itself? Annalisa's baby and Laurel's baby.
I hope not.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
which is interesting.
That's definitely a big similarity. I mean, even something that Laurel mentioned to Annalise when they're in the bathroom was like, yeah, like, it's a boy, by the way.
Yeah.
It was a pretty intense, like, jab at the fact that Annalise lost a boy. And obviously her relationship with Wes, too.
I know no one's going to agree with me, and I'm sure it is a boy, but I'm like, Laurel, you probably don't even know yet. You're just saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah, she likes dating.
By the way, it's a boy. She's like,
she walked out.
Well, yeah, that yeah. whole interaction. Do you guys think that Laurel planned to be in that bathroom with
Emily? No. It's like turning into the Friends thing, like, or the Grey's Anatomy thing. You know, the elevator is the thing. I feel like a lot of important things happen in the bathroom on How to Get Away with Murder. I don't think she planned it, but
she took advantage of being there.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think the courthouse is a common place for all of these characters to kind of in passing.
I'm glad we're already seeing them interacting again, though, because I kept thinking last week, like, how are we going to see them become a part of one another again since none of them are working together? But it seemingly is working so far. Because
they built their little family, and now they want to have meatballs and hang out.
Aww. It's so funny to me, though, how last season, I feel like, and even the season before that, they kind of all didn't like each other.
Right.
They did, but they didn't. And so, I mean, I guess, you know, sadly, death does bring people together. But it's like, they all had their little cliques, you know? Like, at one point, Connor and Michaela were super close. And, of course, you had Wes and Laurel. But it's like, this was a definitely a different vibe. And then Frank really is just kind of back in there.
Right.
And it's weird how everyone last season, the whole season, I was like, Frank.
Connor
and
now he's
just, Connor's eating his meatballs.
When you have meatballs to bring to the table, I feel like you're always welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, am I the only one?
Am I the only one who thought that Asher didn't really mean meatballs when he
Same.
Told
me. Yeah. Oh, I didn't either.
He was like, Frank, bring your meatballs. I was like,
yeah, I think that was intentional.
For, like, yeah. Kill someone.
Like, oh, no. My mind went one place, and it was not the food.
It wasn't the food.
Yeah. Anyway, they were at a gay club. That's why I thought that. Moving right along.
Anyway.
You know, what was my oh, so I know we were jumping. Clearly, we're just really excited.
Yeah.
But when Laurel and Annalise was in the bathroom, I like that Annalise didn't back down.
Yeah.
Like, she has a lot to feel bad about, a lot to feel guilty about, and Laurel was playing that card. But she was like, look, girl, been there, done that. You can't get me there right now. And stop being a child.
Because
you have to be a mom.
Yeah.
Which I felt like Laurel, they need each other, because that's the only person in this show who's kind of going to deliver the real.
Right.
And get
especially
it to
Laurel, yeah.
Yeah.
But I gotta, okay, this is probably going to be a little bit of a dumb question. Why is everyone so mad at Annalise right now? I know Laurel is because she didn't want, at the end of last season, for Annalise to throw Wes under the bus for all the murders. But she essentially saved them all. But why is everyone, just because she fired them?
I think they feel more abandoned. I mean, it's like sort of like they were a family. And when you're a kid and you're growing up and you're a teenager, like, you want, like, out, and you like, can yell at your parents, but if they were like, okay, well, then leave, or then, like, you're on the street, you'd be like, wait, what?
But they're all kind of happy about it. That's what doesn't make sense to me.
One of those situations where it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yeah. Like, if Annalise would have dragged them along and not let them leave, we hate you, we want to leave. Yeah. Okay, guys, you're free to go. We hate you, we want to cut. Like, what do you want right now? Just, what do you want? Why? Yeah. I think maybe they need a big intervention with just,
they all need to be, like,
I can't wait till we get to Bonnie. Sorry, I had a moment.
I can't wait till I get to
That's funny. What's your Bonnie moment? Well, now you have to say it.
Because I was going to say, I can't wait till they all get back together, but I really just don't like Bonnie. Yeah, I used to feel bad for her, but she annoys me.
Yeah,
she's like this sad puppy, and I can't. Girl.
I don't think I've ever liked Bonnie, to be completely honest. I mean, I like how loyal she's always been to Annalise.
Same.
I don't know.
Except for now.
Except for now.
Like, the dream's dead.
So now I can be vocal about not liking her.
But even then, she's still like a little baby. Like,
that's what annoys me.
And she didn't even, like, fully do her own research. Like, I'm sure they could have somehow had access to these hours and hours and hours of video. But Bonnie wasn't involved. But it's like, you're going to go out of your way to do something that you think is messing it up. And obviously, it was prompted by Nate being like, you're getting these bad cases, whatever. But it's still,
that scene in the parking garage was everything.
It was
so
a
lot.
But that's the part that reminded me of how much I dislike her. And then even outside of Annalise, like, when she told Frank about the whole Laurel situation when Laurel was trying to get the internship.
Yeah.
If you want her to get the job so bad, go live for her. It's like,
why even say that? But at least she did do a good thing, give Laurel the job. That was nice.
Yeah. I mean, she...
After Frank
came to her.
Wait for it to bite her in the booty.
I know, right? Oh, see, you will especially love these comments. There were a few comments. I thought I screenshotted them, but I didn't do these.
Last week?
Last week. saying that everyone thinks Nate and Bonnie are going to hook up. Whoa. And then that is like washing the Annalise away and they're going to hook up.
Who would say that? Is disgusting.
I just don't see any chemistry between them. Are Bonnie and Frank hooking up right now?
I don't think so.
Are they just living together? Because obviously they have in the past.
Yeah. Well, Bonnie's like hooked up with like the most people on the show, I feel like, which is weird to say.
I remembered it. Now that we're talking about the hookups, I didn't like Bonnie when I found out that she slept with Annalise's husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, she's obsessed with Sam.
She's trash.
She's hooked up with Frank, and she's hooked up with
Asher. Yeah, it's like she always wants.
Oh my God, her and Asher were.
Yeah, Bonbon. Hello.
OMG. Niles reacts. I can't even read that out loud. This comment.
Bonnie would.
Oh my God, that is too much.
That is way too much.
I like this.
CEO says.
Lewis.
Bonnie is an undercover freak.
No, what?
I kind of like
this getting out of hand. Yes.
We may have opened up a can of worms.
All of our hookups, though.
Anyway.
That was so funny.
Speaking of which,
while that's
going off, I do want to talk about Dynasty really quick, one of our sponsors. This is the most instantly addictive new show of the fall is here. Wednesday nights on the CW. It's a can't miss new series, Dynasty. If you've seen the original Dynasty, it's one of the most iconic shows of the 80s. The fashion and the fight scenes alone are legendary, much like this show, as we just saw with Bonnie and Annalise. CW version of Dynasty is getting major love from critics and viewers. You won't be able to get enough of the drama and surprises. It's from the producers of Gossip Girl and the OC. Ooh. So you know, definitely.
Okay, I'm sold. Yeah. Okay, now you've got me. I'm hooked.
Exactly. The Carringtons, the most family, or the family that has it all, their business, literally power, everything, and they do everything to get more of it. Blake Carrington rules the dynasty, and by all means necessary, including manipulating his own kids, Fallon and Stephen. Fallon is ready to take over the family biz and the world, but she's in for a big surprise. Wow. Cue Crystal, her father, equally ambitious and gorgeous. Young fiance. So get ready. The women on this show are bosses. They're not fighting for a man. They're fighting for business and family. For the Carringtons, that's the same thing. Don't miss all new episodes of Dynasty Wednesday nights after Riverdale, only on the CW.
That's exciting.
I know.
Very exciting.
Come on, boss girl.
I know, right? I love all these strong, powerful women characters.
Yeah.
Like Annalise right now.
Like Annalise.
Yeah.
I really thought, I said that out loud tonight. I was like, I'm living for this Annalise, where she's...
You did say
like,
that.
Like, she's... obviously tough, but she has softened a little bit. She's not quite as out for blood as she used to be. But
and like, she's got like a moral code now that's developing, which is cool.
Well, she has the moral code right now because it's on her side to have a moral code.
Right, and she's like developing this class action suit.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But it's like her talking... Ooh, that's another thing. But I'm about to go off on a tangent, so
totally.
I'll store that for later. But I just like that she, in the situations where I feel like she... maybe before would have been a little like when it comes to the kids.
Right.
I like that she's standing up. And I mean,
when you say her, what do you mean when it comes to the kids?
Sometimes she did things a little softer with them, but then now, well, I guess it's not great that she's like grabbing people by the shirts and she told Bonnie she would, you know, like throw down with her. But it's not that
part. I was
here
for that part though.
Oh yes. But I was here for Nate being like, get in the car.
Oh my goodness. So we were watching the girl fight, well, between Annalise and Bonnie. And we're just all amped up in the fight. And April goes, don't you love how he just takes power? And I was like,
no,
I wasn't looking at
it. What I loved about that scene is that when Nate was like, it was all me, Annalise was like, no, it's not. Like, she knew that he didn't have, like, the power to do. She was like, bull.
Yeah.
I need that.
I love that she said that. Because after she said that, I finished a sentence for her. Like, you don't even have the balls to. Like, you're not even capable. Like, you wouldn't.
I feel like he just didn't know about the whole Oliver thing. And I think the only person that did know that was a possibility and would be able to get that information was
Bonnie.
How did y'all feel about Oliver giving in? I was actually really sad because I'm like, Oliver, she really didn't do anything to him.
Ever.
I mean, she kept him out of the loop. She did have him do some illegal things, but these are all things that he agreed to do.
Yeah.
So it's like, that upset that she fired you?
It was the money.
Yeah. But it was the money. Bonnie definitely pushed him into it too.
That was funny.
Obviously, it doesn't make me like her anymore.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to resist, and he was like, I'm not finding anything.
No, that moment was good, though. That moment was good because Bonnie, in that scene, spoke what we spoke the first episode.
Yeah, Bonnie she killed him hard. She
You didn't even get fired to your face. And we were like, did he really? Yeah. He did it. Yeah.
I couldn't think. I was like,
Right.
I'm pretty sure Oliver was laid off.
Yeah.
His position.
Maybe he had his ego was hurt a little bit. And it's probably been this whole time because he was always taken advantage of. And
But you know what?
Not considered part of the group. And
I feel like Oliver, of all of them, because they are all big babies, Oliver kind of knew Annalise for her heart. Because Annalise had the same heart. She used to not give a ding before, but she's always had the same heart. And I think he got to see that side of her when she was like babying everyone else and withholding information. She was always like, okay, this is what I need you to do for me. And he was like, why? Because we're protecting this person.
Right.
So because he saw that side of her, I think, you know, maybe his ego, it was like, okay, I get her a little bit.
I also feel like in general, as far as Annalise goes with her, I mean, we talked about her and Bonnie and then her grabbing the public defender's jacket. I mean, she's obviously off the booze now. She's probably trying to figure out how to handle her emotions, like, appropriately.
Yeah.
But also, I think, what's the, Ben, no, what's the therapist's name?
Dr. Isaac.
Dr. Jimmy Isaac.
Smith. How do you know that?
Jimmy Smith. Because last week I remember being like, we're going to call him Dr. Isaac. Yeah.
I keep calling him
Isaac
this
Rowe,
therapist.
I think.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, Isaac keeps calling her out about what her real intentions are with her focus on these cases. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously with Jasmine overdosing, that was... And she had just gotten her out.
I don't think that actually happened.
Do you think she actually overdosed?
I think it was a murder.
I think someone set that up
to get
at Annalise.
Right. Okay.
Plus, I mean, Annalise did give her a bunch of money, too. So, like, it could have been... Even if it was, like, on the less side of conspiracy.
Yeah.
She could have, like, not...
Yeah.
There could have been some foul play, just like within the community that she's involved in.
True. But then how the, oh gosh, what do you call them? The people who do the autopsies?
The morticians?
Yeah. There's definitely a word for that. No, it's going to bother me. But how he's like, oh, there have been a lot of overdoses in
that area.
A lot of ODs in that alley. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't trust it.
But that's why they hadn't
done the autopsy yet, and they made a point of that. So, there could be something there. Like, what do you think that would be? Just, like, someone trying to get back at Annalise?
I think so. I think just because people know, I think Dr. Isaac is connected in that somehow. Only because all night I kept thinking, okay, so he is her therapist. She did say she went to him instead of drinking, but he's trying to talk her out of doing certain things. And I'm like, wait, but why are you trying to talk her out of doing these? You know, she's not going to be happy not working. She literally has to have work. And maybe it is a big project, obviously, but it just, to me, it seemed like he was trying a little too hard to get her not to do certain things.
So, yeah, I have mixed feelings about this because as, like, for him to be, like, an alcohol recovery therapist, like, of course you don't want to see your client so focused on something else that's not themselves, because at the end of the day, that problem is still there, and they're out here dealing with not it.
Right.
Yeah. And so I can see why he kept, like, bringing her back to that. Mm-hmm. But then on the other side of that, I'm really happy for Annalise because she said she feels better when she's focusing on these cases that are actually helping people instead of... You know.
Right. But that's why I don't know how to feel about Dr. Isaac. Because from the first episode, I was like, I'm not feeling you. And then as, you know, the show is going on, I'm like, okay, maybe you are really here to help. Like, after last week, when they kind of were going back and forth and he was trying to talk, I was like, okay, maybe you are here to help. But I just feel like he has other motives. I definitely am suspicious of him. I feel like I don't know if he was hired by someone. I don't know if someone is still trying to take Annalise down. I don't know if that's why they killed Jasmine. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah.
Right. No, well, I mean, the fact that he knows, obviously, he knows so much about Annalise because that's his job, to get, like, as intimate knowledge as humanly possible, is definitely worrisome. And the fact that, I mean, she blamed him for all of the... like, pee testing and everything like that. Like, how, like, it could easily be a setup from someone else, like, forcing him or, like...
Yeah, or from him. He didn't deny it.
Well, no, I mean, do you think he alone would have enough motivation to kind of...
No.
So, this I pulled off of our chat, it's either last week or... Yeah, from last week's episode. And life coach Sean says, my theory is that the therapist is working with Sam's sister. She believes Annalise killed Sam, and she's hoping she'll admit to it in therapy. She never liked AK, so she wants her in jail and her family home back in the family home ain't there anymore. But That's a good, because they do still make random mentions of Sam's sister every now and then. I don't think they did, they have this season, but like, I remember her coming up at the end of last season. And she does,
episode.
Yeah, and she does think that Annalise killed Sam. So even though they have, you know, Wes as the written down killer, I guess, I still think she doesn't believe that. So that's, it's definitely a good theory anyway, one I hadn't thought of. But then there just seems like so much other stuff, like, to go on for her sister to be involved. But I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
Very. Another interesting prediction that I totally agree with. Luis Castillo said that Laurel's dad could have hired Dr. Isaac.
That's what I'm thinking at the moment. Because I don't know. Why is he at the hospital or possible mentor?
Right.
Why is he... I don't know. A lot of it doesn't make sense. And then there's still that Mahoney-Castillo connection that is possible. But literally, that, like, Jordan Jackson in the chat just said, I usually have some theories, but I have no idea right now. That is same.
Because it could go any way. Yeah. I think the season is going to be really good because we're at episode 3 right now. Mm-hmm. And our minds are just like... like, you know what I mean?
Totally. And Annalise has a lot of enemies. And I mean, I'm sure, like... in her past to get to where she is, like, there's a bunch. There's probably an infinite well of people that can pop up here and there that have, like,
I
really liked the case that she took on, well, because now that she was working for the public defender, I really liked the case with Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This episode was tough, though.
And for the kid, but, excuse me, before we get into the sentiments of that, I know we talked about Annalise, like, fighting in the parking lot and jacking up the public defender. Mm-hmm. The public defender spit on her.
I was like,
whoa, you are way too.
And all she did was jack her up. You're lucky.
Yeah.
I would never think to spit. Like, that's just such a gross.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
But, I mean, imagine being in... I mean, I would probably never do that. It's really hard to say. But imagine being in her position where, you know, it, obviously that each lawyer has 200 cases. She's trying to do the best she can. She literally sneaks this evidence to Annalise to help her and to... help Ben win the case. And then Annalise turns it on her and, like, exposes her in front of the whole court. Like... and then doesn't own up to that.
Do
or
you
whatever.
Think it was to help Annalise, though? And, like, I don't think that she snuck the evidence to help Annalise and to help Ben, because I feel like if that was the case, she would have sat with Annalise and been like, look, you know, we got a lot of cases. This evidence was here last time.
Right. I don't think she wanted to own up to the fact that she had this evidence for that long.
Yeah.
But she did want, I think she felt so guilty for sitting on that evidence for several years that she wanted it to get out there one way or the other, but not have her name attached to it. And Annalise found out through Frank, like, exactly who it was.
Right. I definitely think it was for real to help Ben. But, I mean, I guess that is what's kind of like a little evil part of Annalise, because she did it ultimately, or she went after the public defender ultimately because she wants to make this case.
Yeah.
Now, the case would be an amazing thing, okay? Yeah. These public defenders don't have enough time. Look at what happened to this innocent man who spent 12 years in jail. But it's like, I guess now that I say it out loud, it does kind of make sense why
Annalise
this lady
did it.
No, or what,
why she spit on her.
Why she spit on her, because it's like, she's like, you're not, they didn't disbar me, they're not going to disbar you. But it's like, but you were proven innocent. Like, this lady, I just admitted.
It. Yeah.
So I get, on, like, the anger. Yeah. Your whole career, your life, everything.
And that lady has probably done the best that she could with the circumstances, but obviously she wasn't doing right by her clients, by the justice system wasn't doing right by the citizens. You know what I mean? Like, there's this whole...
But we just talked about Annalise and Annalise making this transition and how she's on this new kick to make herself feel better. So for her to find out something like that and to know that Ben had to write his own appeal, you didn't even write his appeal, although you found the evidence, I have to now come after you because who else are you doing this to?
Right.
Like, because Annalise is being hero right now. She's trying to be fix it. So she could have done it a different way. She could have saved her colleague.
Definitely. I agree with
but
that.
But she made more of a statement doing it the way that she did. And, I mean, in real life and in the show, the justice system isn't set up to help people like Ben.
No.
It's set up for people like Jasmine and for people like Ben to stay in jail forever.
Right.
So it's, I mean, I think, personally, I'm like, I mean, if we got to, like, take out a few careers on the way, let's do this thing. You know what I mean?
She's throwing people under the bus. It's nothing new for Annalise.
They're contributing to the problem.
But she made a point.
If we're, like, really going to hop on this boat.
When she said she only had 45 minutes to review the case before she had to try it, like, And there were hundreds of hours of footage. I mean, it is, like she said, an honest mistake. Now, I don't understand, at first anyway,
right.
Yeah.
How she didn't discover it. But that's why she said to Annalise at the beginning, like, this is a case that's weighed on me for so long, because she discovered it later. And instead of just right then, it seems like it would be very easy. I don't know anything about, you know, the bar system and what you get in trouble for, but it seems like it would have been very easy to be like, oh, wait. Right. I found this footage. Here it is. True. Even, no matter how long.
Because then Annalise would have felt bad and helped her too. Like, saved her career too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, I don't think, like, it's on Annalise to, like, really cover for incompetence. I mean, granted, like, she was overwhelmed. She'd wait, like, the system is at fault the most.
Right.
But at the same time, like, she probably at least knew, like, when, like, the time window when it happened. She could have probably figured out, like, what video cameras, like, had view of the apartment.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it would be pretty right. easy to put together, like, which videotapes you should
but not
watch.
If she only had 45 minutes.
Yeah. Whoa. Give me the one that's directly yeah, across exactly. from the building.
Yeah, this yeah. one ATM that literally has the view outside
like
of it.
A quick, like, hey, then, which one has the view of the window?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, that, what was her name? The public defender?
I can't think of it.
It didn't start with an S. Sorry, guys.
Chief public defender.
Yeah, yeah. Chief public defender. I feel like, in a way, if you want to, like, play devil's advocate for her, like, she's also a victim of the system because she's not set up to do her job right. well.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
given
She's definitely
minutes.
Set up to fail.
Yeah, sure. She's set up to fail just like all, like, the people in jail
So
are.
She needed to humble mm-hmm. herself a little bit.
So
because,
she did, yeah.
Right.
Well, because do you remember when they were in the courtroom or whatever, and Annalise was saying, I'm going to put Ben on trial, and she almost attacked. Don't put him on. Now, I thought that she was saying that because she knew he was guilty. When she said, right. don't yeah. let him testify. But you knew he was innocent, and you still gave me flack about it? Like,
that's a good
Yeah,
point.
She could have come forward with the evidence, like, earlier.
Yeah.
Like, in the beginning.
I mean, I get it, though, because, I mean, especially being in criminal justice, you don't have a lot of time. You feel overwhelmed. You take the work home with you. I get it on both sides.
You know what? They wouldn't have spent all these years on this one case if she had just come clean about it when she found the evidence.
True.
Exactly. But poor little girl having to, like, watch her mom. That was brutal.
That was a yeah. lot. Oh, my gosh. That's a whole
She had to watch her mom in her life, and then she had to find out that her dad wasn't her dad.
And then she had to watch her mom jump out of the building.
Like, come yeah. on.
Poor little girl.
Yeah. Pretty traumatic
But
week.
Semi-happy ending out of it, right?
He said hi.
Yeah, I guess.
What I did appreciate is that, yeah, he still viewed her like a daughter mm-hmm. and wanted to be in her life, which I loved that.
Yes, that was very sweet.
That was very sweet.
And Annalise is going to have a good lawsuit out of it. And I, even though I kind of, like, disagreed with how she did it, I did love that she's like, some sacrifices are going to have to be made on the way in order for us to, like, save the planet.
Yeah. And I liked that. Did you see Nate? Did you see Nate's face at the end, like, after she won?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, wow. Like, I mean, he literally almost ruined that whole thing for this guy and that
just
and
to
the
get back
girl,
at
just
Annalise.
To get back at Annalise. Like, it's so petty.
Well, let's not forget that the prosecuting attorney is the one that went to him.
Mm-hmm.
Nate didn't involve himself. The guy, the prosecuting attorney,
but he got Oliver to get the thing. The
it's just like
he blew it up in Annalise's face only because his feelings was hurt that Annalise attacked him on the stand. Because even you were like,
that would
ooh,
be too.
She came after him. She was like, "Well, how did you get this job? I'm actually very intelligent, ma'am." He kept calling her ma'am,
but he was very eloquent with how he said it. I'm like, okay, now you're giving her the smarts. Like, you're putting it on here, and he sounded great.
Yeah, it's really interesting just in general to see Nate and Bonnie, like, as the enemies of Annalise, like, the consistent ones that, like, throughout the season so far, it has been, like, them on either side. Because, you know, Annalise is always on kind of the opposite end of the whole law thing, like, defending clients. And,
yeah.
Right.
Well, the other kids are, you know, trying to get jobs and find Wes's killer and such.
And going
They're
to strip
busy.
Clubs.
Yeah. What's the name of the competition baby. Michaela did tonight?
Hell Bowl.
And she beat that dirty boy Simon.
Yeah. I don't like him. He's so annoying.
Does anyone like him?
That's a good question. That's a good question. What if someone does?
Oh my God. How could you, though? He's
He's me in college.
Alright. Okay. No, I'm happy she did, and I'm happy that she has this, obviously, the attorney on her side that's going to seemingly do great things with her. I mean, she bet $2,000 on her that she was going to win this competition.
Yeah, and
but now she's jeopardizing that relationship with her just for, yeah, she did take
Well, yeah, she's kind of a B-I-T-C-H.
Which one?
Her mentor person.
She's Annalise.
Excuse me.
She's Annalise.
She definitely has, like, all the Annalise vibes, for sure.
Yeah.
But I liked what she said is, like, if Simon were to win, he wins. But if Michaela wins, she's representing for all of the women in the office. And even if they do have a accepting culture for women, it's probably still, like, there are very few, especially minority women.
Isn't that why we love Shonda shows?
Yeah, exactly.
We get that realness. And it was so true. And, I mean, still today, you know what I mean?
Right.
My fear, though, is Michaela building this relationship with her new mentor partner. Mm-hmm. And she's on the mentor is on her P's and Q's. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really hard for Michaela to
sneak
anything because she's on it, you know what I mean?
Like, why are you looking that up?
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, she wouldn't even let Michaela on her phone, let alone like look up some like details about a case that's not relevant. You know what I mean?
You just reminded me of Asher Andrews trying to be a squire from
the London guy.
I want to say Michaela can handle it because she's pretty boss and like has shown that, but you know, then cut to this like end of the episode, she does not look like things went well.
Talk about a transformation. Like, I was like, is that Michaela?
You were like,
I know. I was like, blown away. Because you had mentioned, I think, a couple shows ago that, you know, kind of looks like a mental ward, hallway.
I'm not giving that
and
up. Because she looked like she was in a mental ward.
Yeah.
Even with the baby thing at the end?
The baby kind of like set it back to hospital, but like whatever Michaela's wearing.
I thought the hospital looked the same as the hospital that Laurel was in after the fire.
To me, like last week they showed this scene where literally everything was like white.
Right, yeah.
And then someone in the comments even made mentioned something about there was nothing else in the room besides the bed. Like, and I think one monitor. There were no trays. There were no nothing.
In Laurel's room?
Yeah. And typically that's how it is in like a mental ward. Right. You wouldn't have anything in there. But she still could be in a hospital, but just in, like, you know, on a psychiatric level or something. But I don't know. I'm not throwing that completely out yet, but obviously they're in a hospital when you see the babies.
Yeah.
Niles thinks that Laurel is putting on an act and that Annalise has the baby keeping it safe somewhere.
But then, like, okay, so clearly...
Because the
really quick back to this mental war thing.
Oh, okay.
That could explain why Dr. Isaac is there.
Yeah, and a lot...
Because he, like, again, is, like...
I'm not the only person who thinks this. A lot of people
think this. Okay.
It's
a thing. It's a thing.
Hold on, let me...
Laurel is trying to...
The first time you said it, I was like, I don't know. I think it's just like where they filmed. But now I totally like, I'm starting to believe.
So, Rafa Reina, my series prediction is hysterical pregnancy. Laurel's in a psych ward. She's not actually pregnant. Well, we know she's actually pregnant because at the end, whenever they discovered her in the fire, Maggie goes, she's pregnant.
Right, and Maggie, you know, her stomach's growing. Yeah. So there's that.
Okay, so there's
a pillow.
So there's one. So there's one.
Rob in the chat room says, where is Maggie? Hospital scene. Maggie stole the baby.
Maggie!
Wouldn't that be crazy if Maggie stole the baby?
Oh, God.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
So, okay, somebody said it, and I'm going to bandwagon that because, you know, they're like the actresses outside of the show, like in the show.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they're all just playing crazy so that Annalise can hide the baby so that the dad doesn't kill the baby because the dad wants Wes to see dead.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I feel like Laurel has got to...
And Laurel told her dad that she aborted the baby.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good...
He found out she lied, and now everybody got to die.
Yeah, no, I feel like Laurel, sooner or later, is going to tell Annalise about what she's doing. She's basically recruited all these people from the group.
Who?
That's why obviously Dr. Michaela, Isaac is
but
there,
she
probably.
Told Connor already, and now that he's unemployed and out of school... Like,
she told Connor what?
About the whole conspiracy thing
she
with their dad.
She didn't tell him.
What are you talking about? Last episode.
In Wes's apartment, like, she said it?
She told Michaela.
She didn't tell Connor in the apartment, I don't think.
I'm pretty sure she, like,
remember Connor was having his breakdown about how he felt responsible and blah, blah, blah.
And she was like, don't.
And she was like, don't. You didn't do it. But she didn't tell him why she knew he didn't. It wasn't his
fault. No, right, she did say something like, I have a plan and I need you to help me.
Oh, she did say that?
Yeah. And what is he going to be like, okay, I'm not going to ask questions? It's Connor.
Like, what is
Hello.
You think he know?
I don't think he told her.
I don't think he knows as much as Michaela does.
Yeah.
But I think he knows enough. Open. And again, now that he's nothing to do, I think he's going to find out a lot more and like be more involved.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully, because I feel like he's been kind of always that character that doesn't really contribute to the welfare of the group. Like, he's always like naysaying on people's plans and people in general. And
I'm out. Y'all are doing all this bad stuff. I'm out. But then, he's never
the first
out.
One.
Right.
Yeah.
So should we just move into our predictions?
Yeah.
Totally. That's good.
We were like bare.
I just don't even know what I'm predicting, though.
I need to see one more episode because
I just needed
like 15 more minutes to like really hit on.
I got a prediction, guys. Let's just fast forward until next Thursday.
What?
Oh, no, not a.
Oh.
Yeah. I think something.
You got me so excited, and then just nothing.
I literally have no idea because so we see. The elevator again, obviously cut to Michaela in the hospital, blood on her. Did he die? So, like, people in the chat didn't think that it was the baby. Because
it's
all very coincidental.
It's so obvious. Yeah.
It's a boy. And then, is he dead? That's a little, no. And she's looking at babies. No. It's probably like Laurel had the baby. The baby's in there. She, like, went to look. And I think someone is dead in the elevator. Maybe Asher?
So what's the blood on Michaela? Is that from, like, the baby thing? Like, is there some sort of miscarriage happening?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that they were talking to Annalise, or trying to go to Annalise for something, and Laurel had a miscarriage in the elevator.
Yes, that was it.
I felt like she either...
blood, like,
she either was giving... She was either giving birth or having some type of miscarriage, and... Michaela was there because now they're sidekicks, which is why she doesn't know what's happened to the baby, because then they call 911, rush to the baby, maybe, and Lee saved the baby, and that's why we don't see the baby.
Is that,
but then does that make that it mean like nothing? The whole, oh, they're like, oh, it was just a miscarriage. So is the season just about her having a miscarriage?
That would hurt.
No. Well, can you even have it that late? Because I feel like we're at least 8 months.
You can miscarriage.
What did you just say?
It's not super common, but that can happen, yeah.
I thought you said, can you have it without legs?
That late.
I was like, what did you just say?
I know that.
And no one wanted to repeat it. I was like, she's not having an alien baby.
Now there's a twist.
Without legs.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, hopefully she would have, the proper care during the pregnancy.
Yeah.
But I just think, so let's say that is, it's very possible that it's a miscarriage in the elevator.
And is the elevator at the hospital?
No, the elevator is at Annalise's apartment.
That changes everything.
Because why would they be at Annalise's apartment? Well, clearly for some reason, because Dr. Isaac knows. See, I don't know.
2 months later, though, a lot happens in their lives in two
True.
Months.
True. That's like an infinite time.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
The only two people who know that Annalise lives where she lives are Frank and now the prosecutor, one that she just grabbed by the collar.
Ooh, yeah. Who's going to set Annalise up and send some goons after her. But that's not what I got.
Okay, what did you get?
Damn it, did I just lose it? Okay, no. Okay. Really quick. You know how we got the little snippet at the end with Michaela and Annalise in the elevator? So somehow Laura, Michaela, and Annalise are going to figure out a way to get into like the system. They're going to work together to bring down Laura's dad.
Yeah.
It's going to start as a fight and then... Okay, I got to stop, guys. We got to go.
I know. I just think someone's... I think it is a death. But in the elevator.
I have no idea.
I feel like it's Dominic. I feel like maybe like the baby is involved and maybe like Laurel is there too and gets... Isn't his name?
The guy that killed Wes?
Yeah.
Why would Michaela
be so upset about
this whole
Dominic
season's
dying.
About Dominic.
Yeah, why would she be upset about Dominic
Why would Michaela be upset about that?
Michaela's worried about the baby. But I feel like the person that actually died in the elevator, which why so much blood?
I hope it's someone that like Dominic and that we're not attached to, because I can't do another Wes.
Well, no, because then like there could be a physical altercation where the baby like could have been like almost compromised and hopefully saved in the end.
But did Laura get shot?
I mean, shot, stab, something.
Where you
I feel
got
like
that
yeah.
From, but... I don't know.
Because if Dominic like sees Laurel like in the elevator, he's like, clearly you are having the baby. Like, this is gonna be a problem. I'm calling the dad up.
Clearly
and
you're
she's
having
like,
the baby
boom,
right now.
Stab.
And we can't forget that Jasmine comes back into this somehow.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They wouldn't. That would be so random
if they just ended it there.
And right. I get they wanted to show like the softer part of Annalise, and they wanted, you know, okay, it was a good way to start off the season, but like then you just kill. I don't know.
I'm gonna.
We're also freaking about the fact that she's drugged. Laurel was drugged. They mentioned.
Oh yeah,
she had drugs in her system.
I'm gonna so be much early going next on. Week.
Yeah, we do have to wrap up. There's a lot to think about between now and next week. So, to keep the conversation going, where can the people find you guys?
Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Hey It's Late. And guys, Oni Niles tweets us, so we need more of you to kind of keep the conversation going. Okay.
Keep it up, Niles.
Shout out to Niles.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Hey John Blake. Tune in next week.
Until next time, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.